The potential closure of a shellfish hatchery in Seward could spell significant problems for Southeast Alaska's fledgling mariculture industry. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, the Ketchikan Gateway Borough is looking at constructing a new facility that could either supplement or replace the Seward hatchery if it's unable to continue operating.
Gooey duck farmers Kurt Morin and Gary Zog addressed the Ketchikan Planning Liaison and Economic Development Advisory Committee, describing the operational and logistical barriers to getting their industry off the ground. During their relatively short careers as gooey duck farmers, the two have weathered regulatory battles with fish and game and allocation disputes with the commercial dive industry. Now Morin says his sole supply of plantable gooey duck seeds is in jeopardy as the Seward-based Aleutic Pride shellfish hatchery struggles to stay afloat.
Technically, they're closed. They're closed because they don't have funding to operate. And so we're working to help them find funding and get opening again.
Phone calls to the Aleutic Hatchery were not returned. However, in an August 25th letter to Governor Sean Parnell, Aleutic Hatchery Director Jeff Hetrick said the hatchery had become a victim of Alaska's up-and-down economy and the national recession. He said Aleutic recently began closing its shellfish hatchery and marine research facility, laying off two of the hatchery's three employees. Hetrick says the hatchery needs $100,000 to reopen in January. Aleutic provides products to shellfish farmers around the state, growing everything from clams to oyster seeds. Unlike oysters, gooey duck must be spawned in Alaska. Warren says Aleutic is the only source of gooey duck seed for farmers in the state.
Gooey duck is my primary concern, although they do a lot more. They produce oysters for the oyster farmers, and they produce a lot of oysters. Now, gooey duck, however, we can't import that.
There are over 20 gooey duck farms in Alaska, many of which are located in or around the Ketchikan Gateway Borough. Borough Economic Development Manager Deborah Hayden sees potential for the new industry.
The Chinese are right now paying $16 a pound for them, and the average gooey duck is 2 pounds. So that's $32 per gooey duck. And it costs somewhere like between $5, $6 a gooey duck to produce them. So you can do the math and figure out what the margin is on that, and that this could be a tremendously lucrative industry for Southeast Alaska.
She says the immediate goal of the gooey duck farmers is to reach 1 million pounds in exports. At current prices, that would mean the industry would take in approximately $16 million annually once it gets off the ground. Warren says his and other farmers' first crop of gooey ducks is still maturing. Once farmers begin harvesting their crops, Hayden says an estimated 20 commercial divers could work year-round, planting and harvesting the farms and continuing to participate in wild dive fisheries. She estimates a diver working year-round could make approximately $150,000 annually. To help the industry, the Ketchikan Gateway Borough is looking at constructing a new facility that could either supplement or replace Aleutic if the hatchery fails to continue operating. Morin and Zog backed the idea of building a so-called enhanced mariculture nursery that could grow shellfish seeds that have been spawned by Aleutic. The facility would also be capable of spawning gooey duck and other shellfish seed in the event that Aleutic closed.
We want to keep them going. We want them to do our spawning, but we want to have the capability, if we lose them in the future, that we can spawn as well. It's much cheaper to build a facility ready to do that than to come back 3 or 5 years or further down the road and say, oh, now we need a hatchery.
The Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly this month authorized the borough to apply for and accept a $100,000 USDA grant for the construction of a community-enhanced nursery. The proposed nursery would be built on borough property at Ward Cove and cost an estimated $500,000 to construct and operate the first year. Hayden says a borough would lease the proposed facility to a yet-to-be-formed cooperative of area shellfish farmers. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.